Cycles is the way life works. And in cycles, one stage of the cycle is birth and the other stage is death into the new birth. The earth works in cycles. When we compost, we're completing a cycle of fertility. Mm-hmm. You're not doing the earth a favor when you garden. The earth is doing you a favor by saying, welcome back, child.
And this is, I remember feeling that. I had dreams of like I was a tree and things were sprouting out of my skin and it was painful. I remember having these, I wake up and I would be in sweat.
You know, once you make that first compost pile, you see that everything, you know, you're putting all these dead things into the compost pile, and yet the compost pile is breathing, and you can see it breathing, and it's you can see the heat coming off it. It's very clearly alive, and you really begin to question this idea of, okay, is death the opposite of life, or is death a part of life?
Deep ecology goes a bit further and says, Earth is not here just for us. There are 8.4 million species on this Earth. And they have as much intrinsic value and right to be and live undisturbed, unpolluted, uncontaminated as human beings have right to live. So there is a tree there. The tree is good in itself. Tree is not good because it is useful to humans. Tree is not good just because it gives us a kind of oxygen or firewood or wood for the house or flowers or fruit. Tree has intrinsic value. River has a right to flow unpolluted, uncontaminated, undammed. And when we take something from nature for our survival, that is fine. That we should take with gratitude, not as of right, that it is our right to use nature. But we say it is a gift from nature. And we receive it with gratitude, and we reciprocate it by looking after it, by composting it, by not polluting it, and by giving respect to it.
This is a land acknowledgement. In the words of Ruha Benjamin, a land acknowledgement serves to demonstrate a commitment to beginning the process of dismantling ongoing legacies of settler colonialism and to recognize the hundreds of indigenous nations who continue to resist, live, uphold their sacred relations across their lands. We acknowledge that this stream is taking place through technological means physically located on the unceded territory belonging to the coastal Miwok and the broader Bay Area tribes of Mugwema, Ohlone, Ramatush, and Chochenyo. We acknowledge that our bodies and minds have been shaped by the local ecology of this land, and that this land's ecosystem has been cultivated by the original gardeners, the original ecologists, which were the original peoples inhabiting this space. Therefore, we acknowledge that this streaming event would not have come to be in the way that it is without these original peoples and all the ancestors who came before them.